Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was all over the board today, especially for the soybeans. They rallied up about 20 cents at one point before reversing and trading down 2 or 3 cents. And then about at midday here, 11 a.m. this morning, they took off again to close up 17.5 cents in January at $10.38. Now, corn was under just a little bit of pressure down 2 3/4 in December at 370.5. A lot of talk about that 370 level being important as options expired today. A lot of option open interest at 370 in the December option. So that was interesting to see it come down. And then wheat futures were about steady to just a little bit higher as we closed today. But a lot of volatility was mainly from the soybean contracts as that market bounced around. There were a few outside changes today that were pretty drastic. The U.S. dollar index was up 70 points here at 88.35. It's rallied since this summer about eight cents, and so that's a really strong move. Typically, a higher U.S. dollar means lower commodities across the board. So there's some talk that may have influenced some of the pressure today, but the long-term effect of a higher dollar usually is lower commodities.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We were expecting information or an announcement out of the EPA today regarding the biofuel mandate or the renewable fuel standard. But it looks like what they're going to do is just postpone it till after the 2016 election. So it looks like things won't really change until after that. We did have 132,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination for the next marketing year. So that was a little bit positive. But really the market's focused on the outside factors today. We have all-time highs in the stock market, so that's extremely positive just for assets in general. And then out of the European Central Bank, they're talking about the possibility of easing interest rates. And then China overnight had a surprise rate cut the first time in 2 years. All of that considerably is helpful for the commodity markets, just as a general rule. We also have the on-feed report this afternoon, and we're expecting on-feed of 99.8% or 10.56 million head, and then placed 96% of last year at 2.283 million head, and then marketed 93% or just under 1.7 million head.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Tom. Recapping today's markets, December live cattle up 65 at 170.90, February up 32 at 172.15, January feeder cattle up 77 at 236.35, March up 72 at 234.45, December lean hogs down 12 at 90.65, February down 45 at 90.45. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 1 3/4 at 6.04, March up 3/4 at 6.07. December Chicago wheat unchanged at 5.47 1/4. December corn down a half at 3.72 3/4, March down a 1 at 3.85 1/4. January soybeans up 18 1/2 at 10.39, March up 18 at 10.46. December cotton up 1.22 at 59.76, March up 66 at 59.52. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.